Well, you might say this is an Amazon sort of day. Welcome to the Business News Hour for Friday, the 19th of October. Story number one is Amazon closing in on their new headquarters site. We'll talk about that. Speaking of Amazon, the bait and switch with regard to pay, workers are not pleased. One more, Walmart might have figured out a way to beat Amazon at their own game. Told you it was going to be one of those days. Things at Ford Motor Company are shaky. We've got that story as well. The markets and a conversation with Lucas Nelson from MedFarm and his role with two cannabis dispensaries in Iowa. Also, we'll have some fun with City View Magazine and stuff to do in the Metro with Jeff Pitts and Parker Reed. It's all coming up next on the Friday edition of the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, we said at the outset that this was going to be like the Amazon day, and let's get started with story one, shall we? The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Amazon appears to be inching toward a decision on the location of its second headquarters. Over the past couple of months, executives have revisited a handful of cities on its short list, including Newark, New Jersey, New York City, and Chicago. Amazon has already narrowed its list twice and is expected to deliver its decision by the end of the year. The short list of 20 places that are still in the running are, ready? Here we go. Atlanta, Austin, Texas, Boston, Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Denver, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Miami, Montgomery County, Maryland, just outside of D.C., by the way, Nashville, Tennessee, Newark, New Jersey, New York City, Northern Virginia, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Raleigh, North Carolina, Toronto, and Washington, D.C. Now, the word is that someplace near D.C. does make sense, while others seem to think that Toronto, due to health care issues and immigration, might be a better pick. Stay tuned. Story 2. When on October 2nd, Amazon reported that they would raise their starting pay to $15 an hour, there are lots of people who got excited that workers were going to get a raise. But then longtime employees who are already at $15 an hour started to grumble. And then Amazon announced it was doing away with a bonus program that had become very popular for the holiday season. It is called VCP, or Variable Compensation Pay, which is really incentive pay. For most of the year, VCP allowed people to make a monthly bonus of up to 8% if they had good attendance and the facility met its goals. However, in October, November, and December, peak sales season for Amazon, which, by the way, shipped more than 1 billion items during the 2016 holiday, maximum VCP would double to 16% in many locations. It was a win-win. The employees got extra money, and Amazon got extra productivity. Amazon workers were expecting to pull in hundreds of dollars in bonuses over the next 2 months, but after the bait of an hourly wage rate and the switch came with a cancellation of the bonus money. Amazon says it will all work out in the end because of the higher pay is not only for new hires, but everyone aboard. However, in doing the math, many don't think it will work. Meanwhile, and you probably knew this, Amazon is worth about $1 trillion. Story number three, how do you beat Amazon? Well, maybe Walmart has it figured out. Walmart is stepping up its grocery game and buying trendy digital brands. The company is redesigning its stores and building up its online assets. Walmart is marching forward with a two-track strategy designed for different customer segments. It's offering cheaper and more convenient ways to buy groceries for its low and middle-income base, while acquiring high-end brands including Bonobos and ModCloth to draw in wealthier shoppers long wary of Walmart's image. Now, the plan? It seems to be working. Grocery sales is at a 9-year high. Walmart online sales are expected to grow by 40% this year, and the company said this week that digital growth will expand by 35% in 2019. And maybe, just maybe, the secret is in brick and mortar. The company believes its 182,000 square foot supercenters are its most effective weapon against Amazon. Now, true, Amazon did buy Whole Foods last year, but it can't easily replicate an expansive brick and mortar presence across the globe. Walmart's proximity to shoppers' homes gives the company a leg up over its rivals as well. About 90% of Americans live within 10 miles of a Walmart. And finally, groceries tend to be the biggest traffic driver to Walmart stores. They make up 56% of its roughly $500 billion in annual sales. Now, of course, all of the things that Walmart is doing to fend off Amazon is expensive. Between acquisitions like the $16 billion paid for an interest in the Indian online sales company called Flipkart, and digital upgrades and store upgrades, Walmart is burning through piles of cash. Ford Motor Company stock is at a nearly 9-year low. Add to that, the company is being squeezed by tariffs and trade tensions, and it's enough to cause some real pain. And that's why Chief Executive Jim Hackett sought to restore some confidence among dealers gathered in Las Vegas this week. That's just days ahead of third quarter results. In closed-door meetings with members of Ford's national dealer network, Hackett and other top Ford executives showed off future versions of the popular Explorer and Escape SUVs, as well as the new Ranger midsize pickup truck and an unnamed smaller off-road utility vehicle. Ford says it will refresh about 75% of its North American lineup over the next 2 years. Dealers said the most important aspect of the meeting in Las Vegas was that Hackett laid out a vision for the company and explained to dealers how they fit in those plans. Reassurances, they said, were long overdue. Now we'll wait for the results. After a 2-year renovation, the Renaissance Des Moines Savory Hotel is back in business. Changes to the historic 12-story structure include new furniture and lighting in the lobby, remodeled guest rooms, 30 of which, by the way, have a view of the Iowa State House, revamped restaurant with decor from West End Architectural Salvage, decorative elevator doors from the original Equitable Building in Des Moines, renovated ballroom and event spaces. It's basically the same hotel that closed 2 years ago, but with a $20 million makeover that included serious internal renovations to the building's heating and cooling system and plumbing. Uncovering those issues is what took the renovation from an initial 6-month estimate to 2 years. Savory Hotel, welcome back. Well, let's take a look and see what happened today on Wall Street. Stocks struggled as investors continued to be concerned over tech stock valuations. Facebook, Amazon, and Netflix were all down. Apple and Alphabet came off of session highs today. Earlier in the day, the major indexes did bounce up on the backs of some higher earnings reports. Dow member Procter & Gamble posted a better-than-expected earnings report, sending the stock up by over 7%. The company said it got a boost from strong beauty product sales. Honeywell and Schlumberger also reported better-than-forecast profits. But as the day wore on, stocks reversed and the Dow ended the day up just over 64 points, but that did snap a 3-day losing streak. The NASDAQ was down by 0.4 and the S&P 500 was pretty much even. Despite any gains today, stocks remained down sharply for the month. The Dow and S&P 500 have fallen by more than 4% since October 1st, while the NASDAQ is down nearly 7%. The Dow ended the week at 25,444, the NASDAQ at 74,49, and the S&P 500 at 27,67. Gold lost 60 cents today, trading at $1,225.90 an ounce. Crude oil bounced up by 63 cents to end the day at $69.28 a barrel. And the 10-year T-bill was up a bit to 3.19%. Hey, when we come back, we've got a wide-ranging conversation about medical cannabis in Iowa. We're going to be visiting with Lucas Nelson, who's heading up two of the five dispensaries in Iowa, one in Sioux City and the other in Windsor Heights, here in the Des Moines Metro. Lucas Nelson, coming up next for the interview on the Business News Hour.